But teach them to others by the Spirit of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus much. We want to move on even today. To see the way anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is. Now we want to move on with that our heading.
And
to see the way anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. They are the seven spirits of God and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is. Praise Jesus much. To say that we've taken off the seven seals of the seven spirits of God from the word of God, because you be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits of God, even to double them, because you be filled light of the word of God and the full knowledge of God together with his glory. And we began to see the Spirit of the Lord, how he works in double portion as the word of God is. Praise Jesus much. All those, we see them under the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD. As marked in prophecies released in AD, we are looking most to the Astorian vision on the nation of Uganda. We look to the second point on the 4 points which hold with that vision. And the second point says the man meant to head God's final work has to be the prophet Elijah.
Moses,
which gives us prophet Elijah,
to
bringing the double portion.
So there
we saw very many reasons why that man is to be the prophet Elijah and the prophet Elisha. Has to be like prophet Moses and the prophet Elijah, which reached to the double portion of prophet Elisha.
Now
we saw those reasons reached to see the general reason
why the
man is to be like prophet Elijah and the prophet Moses. In the sixth reason, in the general reason, where we reached to see anointing of double portion, and we saw how someone is filled with the anointing to reaching this step where we are now. And we see the way anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, how they work as the word of God is. Praise Jesus much.
To
say that we take off the seven seals of the seven spirits from the word of God, because you be filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the seven spirits and they have been doubled, and you be filled light of the word of God and the filled knowledge of God and his glory. Praise Jesus.
So
much. We have to see how all seven spirits work in double portion as the word of God is. We decided to begin with the Spirit of the Lord, the first spirit
at
the beginning.
And
the one of the end is the seventh, the Spirit of the Lord. Now we began to see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the word of God is. Now because it's doubled, it's doubled, we first got out the single portion
and
saw how the Spirit of the Lord works in single portion as the word of God is, where we are revealed 5 points. And we saw how God the Father began with the Word and the Holy Spirit.
And
we ended seeing their image and their likeness right on their throne. After we entered in the double portion, And we began to see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the Word of God is. We got a good introduction which speaks of this seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord in the Scriptures. And the way we take it off, and when we go to double portion, it takes us above the heavens. And we see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in double portion as the Word of God is. It took us above the heavens. Praise Jesus much. That we get no God the Father. When
it
began with God, the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, where did they begin from?
And
we took us above the heavens, for he who is in the heavens and the earth cannot be the one who created the same heavens and the earth. Now
he
must have been above the heavens. Now the next point which followed, and we looked at above the heavens, it's the beginning and the end. And it's God the Father, where he began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit. That we finished it. But our last point we ended with is like this, that above the heavens, in the beginning and the end, and God the Father began with God the Word and the Holy Spirit. What is there and how does it look like?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I hope that's where we are right there. You remember there well. The Spirit of the Lord in double portion
is
taken in all that.
And
we say that above the heaven, at the beginning and the end, and that is God the Father, where he began with God the Word, together with the Holy Spirit. What is there? And how does it look like? That's where we discover there is a new heavens and the new earth, according to what we last heard.
We
want to move on with our heading in the second part, that above the heavens, the beginning and the end,
and
that is God the Father, began with God the Word, with the Holy Spirit. What is there? And how does it look like? We want to move on with that, our heading. Remember in the Ephesians 4, and we begin right from there. Have you ever heard of above the heavens? You think, what is there?
And
how does it look like?
For
that is the beginning and the end, and it's God the Father, where he began with his Word, the Lord Jesus, and together with the Holy Spirit. Now Ephesians 4 from verse 9 and to 12. They lighten us above the heavens. We want to move on and know what is up there. Ephesians 4 from verses 9. Ephesians 4 from verse 9.
Na ye chigambe chonti yalinya, chigamba chi wabulo kugamba anti, era yaka, munju yeza wansi ezensi. Olinyi olwe kumi. Eyaka, era ye uyo eyalinya, wagulwe nyo, okusinge gulu lyonna. Aliokatu ukirize biona.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
Mokama wafu Yesu Christo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Pumurabye emirundi minji.
We've seen him many times.
Gatuchimanyi burunji nyoye katonda chigamu.
You know well is God the Word.
Baga katondo omwana.
God the Son.
Mokama wafu Yesu Christo.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yambaro mbinarabisi waji tulikuseno.
Flesh appeared to us on this world.
Wavudabu yamare mirimu jejona.
After he finished all his work.
Na alinyana ita muguri yona.
Ascended, passed through all the heavens.
Na agenda waguru weguru.
Moved to above the heavens.
Ukusinga heaven isizona.
Above all the heavens.
So tuwata ni kukunulida kumurondi guli.
Now we began to look to last time.
Nti dara waguru weguru heyo.
Indeed above the heavens.
Iranga yentandi kwa nengomero.
And the beginning and the end.
Na yekatonda chitafi.
and that is God the Father.
When
we began with God the Word the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, how does it look like above the heavens? And what's up there? Praise Jesus.
So what
is covered is not just an empty space there.
God,
how we've had in Ephesians 4:9 and to 12. Lord Jesus moved to above the heavens.
So
last time we began to understand it, that above the heavens there is the new heavens and the new earth. There are new heavens and the new earth up there. Praise Jesus.
So
even today we want to move on to know of those. According to Revelations 21 from verse 1 and 2, he tells us like this on things in above the heavens. Revelations 21 from verses 1.
Nenda bazi heavens empya nense empya kubanga zi heavens ezolubereberye nense yolubereberye ngazigenze.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yasobola okulengera heavens empya.
He was able to see new heavens
nense empya
and the new earth.
Tukozese chigambo heavens.
We use the word heavens. When God created, he didn't create one heaven on things which are today.
So
when he speaks and he says
in
Revelations 21 in the verse 1 and 2,
and
I saw new heavens. You may think Luganda is the way it demeans that term.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we have made English word into Luganda.
You
say, and I saw heavens and the new earth. Both the heavens and the earth which were there.
Heavens
and the earth which were there had passed away. Praise Jesus. To be able to see new heavens and the new earth,
it
requires the heavens and the earth which are to pass away. It means heavens and earth which are today.
It's
a shadow which has been hindering things above the heavens. And yet things above the heavens, it's the new heavens and the new earth, which make the beginning and the end. And that is God the Father, where he began with God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and together with the Holy Spirit,
whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord, of God the Spirit.
So
now above the heavens, there are things there and we too were there before. Before heavens and the earth were in place, according to the next topic, we too were there before heavens and earth were created.
So
now the truth is like this. What brought us to reach above the heavens, the beginning and the end, and that is God the Father.
It
began with God the Word, together with the Holy Spirit, to see how it looks like and what is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It draws
us answer questions of many all over the entire world, and those who were, those who are today, and those who are coming.
When we
read the scripture, heavens and earth which are to pass away, and they ask us a question. Now where are you taking us? Tell us, be safe to go to heaven. Yet I read heavens and the earth which are passing away. To answer another question, when God created heavens and earth, where was he? No, he was above the heavens. And above the heavens, it's the beginning and the end. That is God himself. Body up there makes up new heavens and the new earth.
That
body of God above the heavens to be the beginning and the end.
So
all those questions are being answered. Some of those you have seemed to be hard. Like, where was God when he created heavens and the earth? Like, if heavens and earth which are passed away,
Chitudawa.
Where are we going?
Bagena tonda butonzi guruli jana simpia
over already we be going to just create new heavens, new earth, or already they are there.
Era wali webuze bilale bikuru kwa mitima jefu.
There are other questions arising in our hearts.
Atefu wangu fu batwali ruddawa.
Now where were we ourselves?
Kalinge gunest binakubaa.
Before heavens and earth were there.
Kana futwali ruddawa.
Now where were we?
So byakudibwa mu byonne
ibuze. Those questions are to be answered.
Mudabo portion iyo moyo wa mukama.
Double portion of spirit of the Lord.
Atulaga bwakula mu ngechigambo cha
Katonda bwichiri. How it works as the word of God is.
Okusinzira
according to Job 38, from verses 1 to 5, there are a few questions we want to look into. Some those we expect to be answered when you look to above the heavens, things above the heavens and how it looks like, where we see the new heavens and the new earth, and that's the beginning and the end. And that is God Himself.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus, man. Let's read in the Job we hear.
Job 38
from verses 1.
Awo mukama n'alyokaddamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga nnyingi n'ayogera nti olunyiriri olw'okubiri ani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa. Nebigambe bitali mukomanya.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu bangi nyo.
Many people.
They have
brought darkness in the castle of God. Cause them bring darkness in that castle. They come with words without knowledge. Like first.
Abantu abogera nti ensine guru byabirawo by evolution.
Speak that the heavens and the earth happened by evolution.
Waliwombo okubwatuka.
That there was an evolution happening. That is darkness in council.
With
what's without knowledge?
But
when we go back to above the heavens, we can get explained. Where was God when He created the heavens and the earth?
But
when we go above the heavens,
we're
born at the beginning and the end. And that is God. That is body making above the heavens.
Makes
new heavens and the new earth.
So what do I take his kids?
Many people bring darkness in the council. Even there are some going to speak things not worthy as they first spoke. That you are taking us to heaven. I heard heavens and the earth are going to pass away according to the scriptures. Now where are we going? And then you tell them, God is to create the new heaven and new earth. And they will tell you, why does he take it away then create another?
You handed a seal in only
left this and he just called orders it.
Some
speak those words of the Jehovah's. God cannot take away his heaven and earth.
Created
them, they are everlasting. But just to renew,
he's
going to renew them and order and be a new heaven, new earth. They don't know they bring darkness in castle. They don't know that is above the heavens. They don't know there is a new heavens. It was there and it is there. And it's where it will be. The heavens and the earth which are today are to pass away.
When
they were just created, they were not there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
People
bringing darkness and castle, they are there. Words without knowledge. Some say
that
he said we go back to him. He said we came from there.
Now,
how were we there?
And
you say above the heavens. We
two
were there. Now we are to answer all that.
As new
generation with the full knowledge of God, together with His glory,
including
the call of God on the nation Uganda, that has been promised in all nations,
the
God's final work on the planet Earth, blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, the greatest and the last revival to restore and renew all things. In the Job 38, let's hear again.
Yobu esure ya satumumu nana noru nyiri olisoka.
Job 38 in the verse 1.
Awo mukama nari okadamu Yobu nga ima mumbu ya genyinji na yugira anti olinyo lwokubiri Ani ono aleta ekizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya. Olunyo olwokusatu. Kale nno weesibe ekimyu ng'omusajja, kubanga nnaakubuuza naawe onziremu. Olunyo olwokuna. Wali oliludda wa bwe nassaawo emisingi gy'ensi? Yatula oba olina okutegeera. Olunyo olwokutaano. Ani eyateesa ebigera byayo oba ng'omanyi? Oba ani eyagireegera omugwa? Olunyo olw'omukaaga. Emisingi gyayo gyasibirwa ku ki? Oba ani eyassaawo ejjinja lyayo ekkulu ery'oku nsonda?
Omanyi bayinza okukubuuza ebibuuzo ebifaanagana.
You know they can ask you questions like that.
Wali oliruddayo Katonda ng'assaawo eggulu.
Where were you when God put the heavens and the earth?
Era ani yapima ebigera byayo?
And who measured its measurings?
Ani aleega omuguwa n'akigerera bwe naayita?
Up its line where it will pass?
Era ani yassaawo ejjinja lyayo ekkulu ery'oku nsonda?
Cornerstone. And where was it put? They want to answer this has to base above the heavens.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now in all brethren, many questions in this Bible that God asks we ourselves.
He
asks first us. We ourselves ask those questions.
Yet
he was the first to ask them and he answered them.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So according
to Revelations 21, verse 1 and 2,
say,
I saw the new heavens. Heavens. Because they don't want to speak it in Luganda. Luganda heavens, you may think heavens in Luganda sounds like legs.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So agamanenda ba heavens
saw new heavens in the new earth.
Because
the heavens and the earth which were there, they had passed away.
So heavens
and the earth which are, they are just shadows. They cover those above the heavens.
And
above the heavens where we lived before.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
So now,
when you hear scriptures, for example, Isaiah 34, and the verse 4. He speaks and he says this.
Isaiah
34 in the verse 4.
Nejeryo neryo muguru liri avulukuka. Neguru liri zingiwa ngo muzingo gwe mpapula. Nejeryo yoryo na liri yongo vera. Nga kalagala weka yongo vera. Nekava kumuzabibu. Era nga kalagala aka yongo vera. Bekava kumutini.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. Heavens, the stars you see up there,
they
shook on the day of the Lord.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Even
heaven will be rolled up like a scrapbook.
And
they tell us we go to heavens and they're going to roll it up. And you fall on a problem. After he rolls it up, he creates a new heaven. And the question will come, where else shall we be?
He's
going to roll us within, and we shall be in the rolled heavens.
Then Yasukatunda
takes us from the rolls.
In
the scroll is covered, put us in the new heavens is created. You see how you fall on a problem.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Yet,
heavens and earth are passing away. Remember, we leave the rim below. We are ascending to the third heavens in the rim above. Roaring from the rim below to upwards. We would have already checked out.
And
roll up something from above it. Possible. You come from down. Picked us from this world.
We
headed on to the rim above.
In
first, second, third heavens. To roll from the rim below upwards. We checked up, we back to above the heavens. In the new heavens, the new earth. Even the evil ones. And they're in the lake of fire.
It found
above the heavens.
Meaning
is on the golden altar of God. In the city of
Jerusalem
God. Jerusalem of the heavens which is. Now not like this.
They
will not roll us within the heavens. That they take them away and we've been rolled in it.
And
God creates a new heavens there. Now ask a question.
God
rolls heavens and is in the same heaven. Himself is rolled himself in it. Where will he best to create another? The new heavens and the new earth. That to think of it must be above the heavens and he rolls it, this one up.
And begins
from the rim below where we are. Remember the rolling up of all must have taken us out. Taken us back where we were before.
Some of
things we shall hear.
That
wisdom as the last said last time.
He did
that for us who love him.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. For our glory. Speak great and elevated words in the midst of the world. That they will be known openly that
yes,
God rolls
even up.
Then creates a new
one.
Where we have been then. You see the tension you are on in that moment.
The
things of God he does know. He will roll us up in his heaven. Won't we feel pain? If you roll an ant, a worm into a mat, you can roll it up and you kill it in it. You suffocate it. Even yourself, they roll you in the mat. Must have somewhere
the heavens
and the earth.
We
need to think much of them. And you don't just read the scripture.
God
roll up heavens and the earth. And you, where will you be? And they roll you in it, then you suffocate. He rolls it up. You can't roll a mat up. You are on the same mat. You roll yourself, you're standing. How do you do that? What are you doing then? There is somewhere you must best. And you roll up your things up. You roll a mat up. And you are standing on it again. He may wonder what you. Now, will you finish such a job? For you may roll up. You see where you roll up to reaching where you are. And there is no. You don't want to get off it.
It's
the center where you are, your only place. Now you open it and you roll back. You don't finish that work. See how
your
intentions are not rightful.
So,
get wisdom of God
standard
that on standards which can explain this world.
Satan
put big-headedness much in it. Asks within their hearts, passes through the law of sin. Don't you see God is lying to you that he takes you in heaven? That is going to roll it up. Okay. If you reason, no. He has a new heaven and a new earth. Now he's going to roll you up.
I know so.
He has to roll up this one and create a new one where he will put you. Where will he have put you? And he's rolled you in the other.
He asks you a question,
the one to roll up the heaven, where will he be? Now some fail at that point and they get corrupted, give up on God.
It
means God alone plays on us.
just deceptive. He's not there. Satan explains
many
you. Many ministers have left God for those questions.
I've
just Satan asked them in their heads. And they discover not understanding with darkness in counsel.
Yes,
God no long plays just on us.
Bible
was God just humble us, not
stubborn.
Things of God, no. Satan has overcome you
that
is what we call above the heavens
and
the beginning and the end, and that is God the Father. We began with the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit. There are a new heavens and a new earth.
It
will roll up the heavens, we shall first go back where we were. I see hands raised. Praise the Lord Jesus. Name Evangelist Annette. I'm requesting light of the Word of God. In the heavens and the earth which are. Because we see from the fullness of the Lord Jesus, all us were given.
And
after they have been rolled up, Jesus is to go back in the fullness he was with the Father
Now
that question you ask, we are going to answer it. It's an entire topic. Where we shall see Christ be the image of the invisible God. Makes the heavens and the earth which are. Heavens and earth which are photocopies of heavens coming. You know, Christ will never go back to his rightful fullness. Take us back, he has to consume all of us back. Just true can consume branches back to itself. Because in the John 15, the verse 1 to 5,
is
the true vine, we are branches.
It
means we sprout from him that we appeared. He goes back to his fullness, he has to consume us back, and we never appear again. Those are what in heavens and the earth. And it's the rock from which we are born.
Take
it back to its size. It has to consume all gotten from him to itself. Now it's no more possible.
He
will be like that, for we know that we are his fullness. And we shall not praise by ourselves.
Yes,
we have a praise Jesus. But we know we are gotten from him. John 1:16, from his fullness all we were given. John 1:16 says, though we go to back to above the heavens, he will not appear as he was before. Before we were gotten from him. It's no more possible. Except that his life be given us. The portion of his life be given all creation in heaven and earth. That's why things in heaven and earth are called the body of Christ. Now he no more goes back to his fullness. When he does that, he will just consume all of us. He told us, without me you can do nothing. We can be consumed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So that's your
can no more go back to his size.
Lampstand bottom way okubiri.
According to the
stand,
the second bottom is it smaller. What show how the word
so
is.
So bottom nene ya lampstand.
Meant to appear with a bigger bottom of the lampstand.
Bottom nene the
bottom is the Father in the fullness is like that. Even the word was like that.
But
began to get from him many creations.
24
four living creatures.
Bakerubi.
The cherubims.
The
angels, tens of thousands of them. The stars.
Animals
which are those to come. The
birds.
Those, which were those are coming even. The insects. The trees.
You human beings.
Those who were those who
are. The
fish. Even angels holding four corners of the heavens they are gotten from him. Now
Jesus,
you will see him on the throne, he is like the Father. But we shall know that indeed when we get to fullness, if
it
takes it,
it
no more goes back to his size. You want him to go back in his fullness? You're going to vanish yourself, disappear. Even all the ones there before, right from creation, we have to get back. And they get to be vanished in him.
You
wake up, see a big tree is there. It has branches.
It
wake up, it has swallowed all branches to itself. You wonder what. Don't see the cut of branches. Where did they go? You may be surprised.
Now,
this tree, the shoot is up. In the third heaven, it's looking downwards. Branches keep come from it. Look to this. He has the tree. The shoot is in the third heaven. First branch, 24 elders. Four living creatures. The cherubim. The angels. The stars. The human beings. Animals. Insects. Birds. Fish. All those are branches. He has to begin to consume from us back to himself.
I think
that question has given us a rest.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. The priest can wait, we study ahead.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus much.
So, about Uganda.
Now, brethren,
due
to heavens and earth, they have passed away.
We head on
to look to above the heavens, what is there?
There
are new heavens. Let's repeat the Isaiah 34
and
verse 4 and 5. Isaiah 34 verse 4.
Neje lyonna eriyomuguru ne lyabulukuka neguru lirizingibwa nti neguru lirizingibwa ngo muzingo gwempapula neje lyalyo lyonna liriyongobera ngakalagala bwekayongo bwekayo ngakalagala bwekayongobera nekava ku muzabibu era ngakalagala akayongobera bwekava ku mutini olunyiriro lwokutano kubanga kitala kyange kinywedde okukuta muguru laba kirigwa ku Edomu ne ku bantu abe kikolimo kyange olw'omusango.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those are to happen on the day of judgment.
Heaven
being rolled up right from the planet earth where we are, rolling up, ascending upwards, and he takes them away. Those who ask, where is he going to put them? Their life, all spirits,
he would have
got them out, he's taken us back to above the heavens.
But
others remain like you see a dead body, remain on the world when the spirit is checked out. This ground, all its life, he will gather it up.
The
body of the world will take out four angels by which he measured the world. And the body will remain hung there.
Or
he will pour in lake of fire to become firewood there. All this water you see, the rocks, all will be poured there. But we think and we look most above the heavens. You know, when we read much in the kingdom of God and you don't reach above the heavens, you must fall and leave God. Yes.
We study how
the questions are the same Satan uses to throw you down. Heavens and earth pass away, where are you going to? If you roll them up, will you be rolled in them? Then the great heaven and earth, and they want to roll them up, where will he be?
He's
going to roll himself in that or in somewhere. That's why they read to say, if you read the Bible much, you get mad, and that you fall utterly mad.
After
say, if you gain more knowledge, you would get messed up in the Bible. It's not like that, brethren. Satan used
the
advantage, the new portions.
He asked other
questions they could not know. That's why people avoid much to know. To know things of the Bible. People remain seeking God's promise to give us car houses and
to
know things of heaven beyond heavens and earth which are,
they
don't want to know. If you ask them, you don't understand well anymore.
If
you powers of darkness consume you,
you
feel your certain your wires in your mind. Now others which say that God, those who know much will be asked much. Those who know little will be asked little. Let me know little.
And they
forget ignorance. Makes you commit many mistakes. Even what you know, you leave it. Ignorance, if Satan passes much in it to cause you sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
thank God for the double portion.
Which
pushed us above the heavens. The beginning and the end. And that is God the Father himself.
Where
it began with his word. The Lord Jesus. Together with the Holy Spirit. And there is the new heavens and the new earth. Make a body of God as the beginning and the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
If you look to Revelation 6, this word of rolling up the heavens, someone can bring verses, say, I'm in scripture by scripture. If you
are
in Isaiah
34:4,
heavens will be rolled up.
Now
you are telling us you're going there. Won't you be rolled within it? Remember now, you don't know where. It speaks, I'm not sure. Maybe the interpreters made a mistake. The one interpreted again here, let's see. And they take you in Revelations 6:12. Let's read there, we hear. And they ask, you mean even the interpreter here did it wrongly? Must know how to explain our hope. Not be asked your hope and you can't explain it. Revelation 6:12.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'omukaaga, nendaba, ne waba ekikankana ekinene, enjuba n'eddugala ng'olugoye olw'ebyoya, n'omwezi gwonna ne guba ng'omusaayi. Olw'13, n'emmunyeenye ez'omuggulu ne zigwa ku nsi, ng'omutiini bwe gukunkumula amaguga agwo, nga gunyeenyezebwa empewo ennyingi. Olw'14, n'eggulu ne liggibwawo ng'omuzingo ogw'ekitabo bwe guzingibwa, na buli lusozi n'ekizinga ne bijjibwawo mu bifo byabyo.
Olengedde ekigambo ekyo?
Have you seen that word?
Yagambye owulidde emunyeezi genda
kugwa. Has going to be falling.
Kubikulirwa mukaaga kumi na
bbiri. Revelation 6:12.
Endawo yajja akakabonero ak'omukaaga.
When it took up the sixth seal. Ekitankana
ekinene.
In the great earthquake.
Enjuba n'efuuka ya bulaka.
The sun became black.
Olw'ekyaya kabagambye. Tekyayaka.
It's no more giving light.
Omwezi nagwo ne gufuuka mu myufu.
Muntu became like red.
Nayingira ku 13 n'agamba.
Move certainly says.
Emunyenye zeguru ze tulengere je tugamba je tulaga.
Heavens we see which we say we are going.
Ne zigwa.
And they began to fall on the earth.
Ore 14 n'agamba.
The 14 says.
Ne heavens.
Kubanga nziko sa heavens.
Ne kuruliyo na.
All the heavens.
Ne lizingibwako
mu. Was rolled up. As you see there, you see how they rolled it up? You show us how it's rolled. Roll up that we see.
That is the heavens.
Now those are heavens which are.
They
roll up the other, we reach in others. Found above the heavens.
Kati tulina okubanga amagezi gokka ge twajuza
omugago
ow'okumanya
treasure of knowledge.
Wana kugaba obuuza ekibuuzo.
Say if you ask a question.
Oyinza obuuliza mu single portion.
Oba mu single portion.
Kuota ya
single.
No kuota weza kuota.
Not even quarter of single portion.
Ngakabuuza ko katoni.
And your question is very minute like this.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Ne nchongeramu ebirungo ne
ku. At ingredients
no buliza ko mu half portion.
List you ask in the half portion.
Hadi ntukudamu
ka. And then we answer there.
Mwaitu bila na bana abanasali.
You know we have nursery students.
Mwa mwana anasali baba yakatandi kusoma.
Nursery students began to study.
Yata mali balala basoma.
Don't know others who learned long time.
Era izokuda nayo gero
lizungu ngalifu fufuru na. All the wrong
English,
but they are serious with the English.
Bibantu abataina kumanya abera ongaruza byayogera bambi.
People without knowledge that they think what they speak is in wisdom.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
So again, it is anger.
Now you be careful of your mouth.
And
as you ask before the Lord,
who
is the only wise God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So things
of this world, God has called Uganda.
Package.
First, prepare a package. Of the full knowledge.
Hiro kuganda omusajja ayina okubanga nabbi
Elijah Moses.
Yamanya kituwa nabbi Elisha.
Gives us prophet Elisha.
Okuleta double portion ya mafuta.
Double portion of anointing.
Agwo moyo mtu kuvujuvu.
The Holy Spirit in the fullness.
Emi omusanvu nga jikusidwa mirundi
ebi. Seven spirits doubled.
Natula bwe jikula nga ekigambo kya Katonda
bwe kiri. See how the workers the word of God is.
Osoko ofuna ebya single portion ebyo moyo wa Mukama.
Single portion of spirit of the Lord.
Ebyo juzi korodinge.
Fill that load up.
Odemu da portion ibyo moyo wa
Mukama. Double portion of spirit of the Lord.
Alato maruko ato moyo wa magezi kutegera. Byo no byetolo.
Get to surround all of them.
Gabulike bakubuza.
Everything they ask you.
Magezi nga gali mu kigambo
bana. Wisdom and is in the word.
And
you can answer someone.
And
those who ask questions thinking they will not be answered.
And
someone asked on the WhatsApp. And they reach to speak, I'm waiting for the answer. And they think we cannot answer the question. But the way he spoke, I wait for the answer.
And
he wasn't sure we can answer that. When we answered, they approved, they said yes.
Wow.
Wow.
He
gave up on that. What are you going to ask my brother?
Someone
above the heavens, then you ask questions of things of the world.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
So ngaba tugambye mukubikulire suri omukaga.
Told in Revelation 6.
Atudemu konyure 12:14.
First 12:14.
Okubikulirwa esuri omukaga n'olunyiriri ole 12.
Revelation 6 from verse 12.
Bwe yabembula akabonera ako omukaga, nendaba ne wabe ekikanka n'ekinene. Enjuba neddugala ng'olugoye olw'ebyoya. N'omwezi gwonna ne guba ng'omusaayi. Olunyiriri 13. Ne munyenye ez'omuggulu ne zigwa ku nsi, ng'omutini bwe gukunkumula amagugu agwo nga gunyeenyezebwa empewo ennyingi. Olunyole 14 nezi heavens nezijibwawo ng'omuzingo gw'ekitabo bwe gujibwa na buli lusozi n'ekizinga nebijibwawo mu kifo kyabyo.
Have
you heard, brethren? Be careful to explain people when they roll them up, where will you be?
And
the one rolling them up is basing where? Above the heavens. But if you preach people about heavens, don't reach there, begin with above the heavens. The new heavens and the new earth.
Rich people,
heavens and earth, which is where we are going.
So,
when you see, when I preach to you,
heavens
is home, and they speak of heaven and earth, which is when
we
grow maturing in knowledge, then I bring things of above the heavens.
So to gindi abantu nouliranga enjiri yekuja.
Don't go out, feel the gospel is burning you.
Enda kutandikira waguru
wekuru begin from above the heavens.
Ojara abantu ngate
bakutegeera. You see, people don't understand you.
Ogame nayi mutume yabibulira
ntu bitegeera abantu bitegeera. Preaching, they don't understand.
You take sibire singa
ku. Me, I've not brought them the way you've brought it. But as the spirit prepared and
ordered,
even when we see journey of heaven, above heaven we call it part two of the journey of heaven.
Except
when someone has a big head and they ask things not clear, then you bring heavy things their way. Go above the heavens little again, get back. Go above heavens, beat madness, get downwards. And you preach in the heavens, earth, which is. Someone was going to move out here, go preach about the heavens. When the Spirit tells you these people are stubborn, and you first go above the heavens, and you break their contentions.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So to
pray God to prepare you well, and you don't use wrongly the knowledge. You know, even in school,
you
study, finish the syllabus. If the teacher begins where the book ends from, you fall mad. You've gone to school, isn't that? So you didn't go to school. At home you studied. But they didn't begin with you with the
ends.
When you learn to cook food, you didn't begin from bananas. You began from what? Rice. Sweet potato. Rich on food which needs tricks.
And at
least you've joined up knowledge.
So
don't first take someone above the heavens first.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
So about Uganda.
Now, brethren,
thus
we've been told. According to 2 Peter in the chapter
3.
Verse 10 to 14. We say like this on heavens and earth which are today, and the way they will be passing away.
But
they are passing away, we see the new ones. Let's read we here.
Peter 2 Peter 3:10. Naye olunaku lwa Mukama waffe lulijjanga mubbi. Eggulu lwe lirivaawo. N'okuwuma okunene n'ebintu ebyobuwangwa birisaanuuka olw'okwokebwa okungi, n'ensi n'ebikolwa ebigirimu birisirika.
Omusajja ajja kusomera
ekyawa
agamba ogambye tugenda
wa? Say we go where?
Mu ggulu.
In heaven. As of written 2 Peter chapter 3, the verse 10, the day of the Lord comes like a thief.
Heavens.
Maguru. Heavens. Pass away with the great noise.
Never
roll up even when they are caught with fire.
The fire
of the lake of fire will begin to draw all to itself. You know, fire knows how to lick up things to itself. Don't you see it?
The
fire can lick you, draw you to itself to burn you. What they call tongues of fire.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Read how the heavens to be taken away.
We're
going, and if they are taken away, where shall we be? We are above the heaven. The new heaven and the new earth. The beginning and the end. And that is God the Father.
Can
be his word, the Lord Jesus. Together with the Holy Spirit.
Katudemoko pite chokubiri.
Peter chokubiri esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri olwe 10.
2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10.
Na yolu nakulwa mukama waffe luli janga mubi. Eguru lwerivawo lweri eguru lwerivawo nokuuma okunene. N'ebintu ebyobuwangwa birisanuka. Oroko kebo kunji.
Omanyoro Uganda oruko isaguru ne wanu ndaba heavens.
English uses heavens.
Wanga in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 says,
Peter the choku bidisule kusatu.
The day of the Lord will come.
Na uru nakulwa mukama runaja.
As a thief in the night.
Ngo mubi mochiro.
In which the heavens.
There are heavens.
Shall pass away.
Zinavawo.
With great noise.
Nokuuma kunji.
And the element shall melt with the fervent heat.
Era ne byonna bina yochewa no muliro.
That the earth also and the works that are in.
In sine mirimu jona muyo.
Shall be burnt up.
Binaba bibina yochewa.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
That your Uganda renamed to
Wogera. Now Uganda has a way it speaks the means that
unakuruwa mukama rujango mubi.
The day of the Lord cometh like a thief.
Heaven is wezijo kuvao kuumba
pass away with a great noise.
Ne elements over ebi obutonde bwamu.
And the elements within it.
Sibya buwangwa.
Not.
No butonde bwamu ne byatonde bwamu.
And the elements within it.
Bijja kusanuka.
Shall melt.
No kuchyo kwamani.
With fervent heat.
Nancy
and the earth
n'emirimu gyamu gyonna
also and all its works
emirimu gyamu gyonna gyakwokyebwa.
All works in it shall be burnt up.
Ebizimbe ebiguru
mefu. Those are the tall buildings.
Everything
done on it.
Nga bazingako ng'omuliro bwe gwokyanga
bwe bazinga. Roll up fire is burning. They are rolling up.
I didn't know. Olunyo oluddako luli okuli kugambe we ruti.
And the next verse then tells you this.
2 Peter 3:11.
2 Peter 3:11.
Ebyo byonna bwe bigenda n'okusanuka. Ebyo byonna bwe bigenda n'okusanuka bwe bityo. Mugwanidde kubeeranga mutya mu mpisa entukuvu n'okutyanga Katonda. Olw'12. Nga musuubira nga mwegomba nnyo olunaku lwa Katonda okutuuka. Olulisanu usisa amagulu nga gokebwa n'ebintu ebyamu nebisebengerera olwebbugumu eringi.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus man.
So to rest olunaku
olwo warm up for that day.
Ne tugwande kubeera tutya.
But how you require to be
ngabwe tumanyi nti heaven is zinavao n'okwokyebwa.
As though the heavens will pass away with the burning of fire. Roll up as they melt up. Even the mountains,
the
buildings,
and
pass away with the fervent heat. And the verse 13 tells us.
Second Peter 3:13. Na yenga bwe yasuubiza. Tusubira ze heavens empya n'ensi empya obutuukirivu mwe butuula.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Agamba nti kale wadde ebyo bigenda kuvaawo bwe bityo.
All that is to pass away like that.
Tusuubira liri eggulu
n'ensi empya. For new heavens and the new earth. Where righteousness dwells.
What
took us above the heavens, where the new heavens, new earth. When God foresaw unrighteousness and he chased us from there, created heaven and earth which are today in the midst of himself, and he put us in there
that
we reconcile with him today. When he takes us away heavens and
heavens,
he has to take us the new heavens and new earth where we were above the heavens. Praise Jesus much. The verse 14 is say,
Peter
2 Peter 3:14.
Kale abagalwa. Kubanga musubira ebyo mufubenga okusanga mu mirembe ngati mulina bala ne wankubadde omusango mu maaso ge.
Akati mu byonnanga bigenda okutuukawo.
Now all as they to come to pass.
Singa ni mwanga tulina bala kuba singa bana kusanga ko n'ebintu ebyamabala.
They found without spot, for if they find with anything with the spot.
Ebikolwa ebitali bya butuufu.
They are acts of unrighteousness.
You
know above the heavens.
Ogenda tuukayo ng'oli mu nyanja ya
moto. You will reach there when you are in the lake of fire. Going back where we were before and you've not made it back. You know, we preach to when there's still time. And we too feel the Spirit path in us. And we align ourselves. Expect to align together with you.
And
if you are stubborn, those promised things. Am I the first to
exist?
They spoke them to olden people, which we have been told, but they have never come to pass. You know you were not on this world, and it dawned you came on it. You didn't know it was there, yet it was there, and you appeared on it. Yet still it's like that. Even where you came from all along, you never knew there. Where we tell you came from there to come here, and you argue of that. If you were there as you are in heaven, and we told you there is the earth down there, you would have argued against it.
As
tell you on, as you are on the world, we tell you heaven is there, you refuse it. We tell you there is above the heavens. You say, go away. Before we came back to standing in the world, we used to see heaven sleeping on mountains.
And said,
that heaven ends there up on that mountain. Now stubbornness told you, you will go there and touch that heaven.
You
know when you will reach there, it is always moving ahead. But when you grow in mind, understood heaven never sleeps on the mountain. I want you to grow in the world. Understand we don't end on this world. We have heavens which are.
And
after we finish, we go there. But when judgment will be done,
we
have to go back above the heavens.
For
still there's a new heavens and a new earth. Those know when you grow in wisdom, you understand that. Time of ignorance, you thought you got the grave. But when you knew, you appreciated your body with yourself.
You knew
the body goes to the grave, the body goes back to heaven.
Now,
think we have to get back above the heavens. Needs to grow in understanding. When we were young,
any
time a car was moving, every time we saw things around us, they are moving also. When we matured,
things
stopped moving. But the mind was very weak. The way it perceives the sort of trees passing you, you move forward, they are passing you backwards.
When I want
to feel headache. I never saw them moving. You see, as if the life on the world is moving on.
But
never moving on, it's just like that. The day never gets night. We don't go in a new day, it's not there. There just cometh darkness and it goes away. And remain in the same day. If it don't, then Monday would have been blue. And Tuesday, and it's purple. To prove you are in another. Just your head tells you you've gone to another day. But there are things of young children. As used to think when you are young, that things are moving when you are also in the car moving. Someone has just gone to board an aeroplane. They see they're not even sat on the seat. And they are sat in space. The time the airplane shakes a little to turn, they see coming from up there. That's why others vomit in the airplane. First experience. Draw in mind, understand things how they are. No church, you had gotten stagnated, retarded, and you started in growth. Things like how our young children are. That's why
you
yearn for like to go above the heavens. But you yearn for food. Cars and houses. All those are to be melted up. See, you are like a young child indeed. Young children used to build their young small structures home. Come and do housework. What are you building? Leave me with my house. But they cannot sleep in it in the night. Now you're so stubborn. It's about to get night. Heaven and earth to pass away. Where will you be? You build houses, yes. If they melt them, where will you be? Yes, build for this moment. But think, where else will you go? One who made heavens and earth will take them away. He takes us where? Think where he takes us above the heavens. Where there is new heavens, new earth.
And
yearn much in that.
But
that is where there is eternity. Things corrupting your mind are very small under the sun. And you appear to be a young child in the way you think. When God refused to give you a house, and you abused him, which form of God are you?
Looks
to what you speak. You do not understand well. I thank
you
for perhaps I would have spoken him and I don't understand.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in all brethren, as we grow right now,
prepare
to answer all questions all over the world.
We
shall not worry when they ask us. The Spirit himself will give us what to answer. Because he's written them in us. He's prepared us.
Yes, he was
with. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I want to end like this.
Hebrews
12:5-29, it tells us these words.
Abebulaniya esule yekumi nebiri nolunyiriri olwabiri mwetano.
Hebrews 12 from verse 25.
Mwekume obutagana nga yogera. Kubanga baliwe bata alokoka bwe bamugana oyo eyabalabula ngaayima mu nsi. Fe abakuba oyo atulabula ngaayima mu ggulu. Tulisinga nnyo obutalokoka.
Olidde ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens.
Yali munsi,
he was in the world.
Ayambadde omubiri,
his clothed flesh.
Atulabula.
And he warned us.
Kati atulabula asinzira mu ggulu eririwo.
Warns us basing in the heavens which is.
Atugaba nange mbayita mu ggulu eririwo.
As I call you in the heavens which is.
Naye nalyo libalemye.
But it to your failure.
Kati nayinza nti okubatwala mu ggulu ejja n'esimpya waggulu
weku. I have taken you new heavens and new up above the heavens.
Kubanga ebibagwanidde okukola.
What's required you to do?
Okuyita akaguwaako.
To pass that mark of destruction. You failed on them. For the mark to above the heavens.
You
pass it when you pass within the heavens which is.
And
you don't get lost on this world.
You
fall in hell. If you fall in hell.
Automatically
you're counted on lake of fire. Above the heavens you'll not be with us. For you say those who fear. Immorals and the evil ones. Not being seated. Jerusalem, the new one.
We'll
see new Jerusalem above the heavens.
Chote chiringa te Yerusalemu chiri muguru li neriri.
Not like the Jerusalem in the heavens which is.
What the design is
zimu. Those designs are the same. But the other is so glorious. Above the heavens is where there is the Jerusalem. Things are up there. But you see,
the
time I think of those good things
in
the criteria, we shift from glory to glory. Jerusalem which is in heaven, in the first heaven, the Jerusalem above the heavens.
Every
time I want to be in all those glories, even the glory here, even the earth which is failed to enter it,
Jerusalem
of heaven,
you
think to go to the Jerusalem above the heavens,
in new heavens
and the new earth, will you go? One warning us, for that tells us those words. The Lord Jesus Christ passes his Holy Spirit. He will walk with us together. Let's read we hear.
Abebulaniya esule yekumi nebiri inolunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Hebrews 12:26.
Eyakankanya ensi n'eddoboozi lye mu biro biri. Naye kaakano yasuubiza ng'ayogera nti ekyasigadde omulundi gumu ndinyeenya. Sisi yoka na yira neguru.
Hii. Omulundi gumuguno goka gwa
kumao. Only once he's coming back.
Wango ugurigi yari wano kunsi.
For the other time he was on the world.
Era ya jika ankanya.
And he shook it.
Omulembe gwa nabi Musa.
In the era of Prophet Moses.
Nebatu ukano okutia.
And they even reached to fear.
Wanga bali bera hili denga bagambia. Na ichichimrechi na wache chinakuata kulisozuru.
For the third, the matter went touch with the mountain.
Kukena kuchijau.
We shall take katonda. Away.
Katonda kenjini yajia. Ulisozi nesi nekankana.
God himself came and heavens, the mountain and the earth shook.
Atera buyari kumusara bira nekankana.
When he was on the world, on the cross, it also shook.
Atimukunda kwa jitaka nkanyansiyo.
Now in the second coming, he's not shaking the world alone.
Neguru.
Even the heavens. Not only shaking, but in taking them away. Let's read it here.
Abebulaniya esule yekumi nebiri. Nolunyiriri olwabiri mu musanvu.
Hebrews 12:27.
Necho, ntekyasigadde omulundi gumu, kitegeeza okujibwawo kw'ebyo ebikankanyizibwa. Ng'ebyakolebwa, ebitakankanyizibwa biryoke bibeerewo. Olunyiriri olwabiri mu munaana. Kale, bwetuweebwa obwakabaka obutakankanyizibwa, tubenga n'ekisa, kituweerezese okuweereza okusiimibwa Katonda, n'okwegendereza n'okutya. Olunyo lwabiri mu omwenda, kubanga Katonda waffe gwe muliro ogwokya.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Obwakabaka obw'eggulu n'ensi ebiriwo leero,
kingdom of heaven and earth which is today,
byakunyeenyezebwa byakuggibwawo.
That shaken be taken away.
Naye tulindira biri ebitanyeenyezebwa.
We are waiting for those not but to be shaken.
Waguru
above the heavens. The new heavens, new earth. The beginning and the end. That is God with the Father.
God,
the word the Lord Jesus, together with the Holy Spirit.
So,
there are where the things never shaken at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now know this. Above the heavens where things were, they were the one first to be. And God thinks for the first. That we go back in the first. According to Ecclesiastes 3, 14 to 15, speaks and says this.
Omubulizi esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekuminenya.
Ecclesiastes 3 from verse 14.
Manyi nga Katonda buli kyakola kinaabanga kyaluberera. Tewali kintu kiyinziko okukyongerwako newankubadde okukisalibwako. Era Katonda kyava kikola. Olw'ekuminetaano nti era Katonda kyava kikola abantu balyoke batye mu maaso ge. Olunya olw'ekuminetaano ekiriwo kyamala dda okubaawo n'ekyo ekigenda okubaawo kyabaawo dda. Era Katonda anoonya nate ekyo ekyayitawo.
Today we have heavens and the earth,
which are,
but they were there above the heavens. Looks for where we were before is where we get back to. Creation of heaven and earth, which is, it came from the invisibles, came from those above the heavens.
And when
it takes away this which is today, takes us back to that which we were thought before. That's why Psalms 90 says, God, you were our dwelling place. Place before the mountains existed, before you molded the earth and its fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we're above the heavens is where we were before.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where we lived before.
We had in
Isaiah 65 verse 65:17. And he had shown Prophet Isaiah
the
new heavens and the new earth.
And
repeat it in Isaiah 66.
Let's
read the new verses as we wind up.
Isaiah 65:17. Kubanga laba ntonde heaven zempia nense mpya seven trevia soka tebiri jukirwa so tebiri yingira mu mioyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Heaven is in ezirwo lero zitubade tumanyi denesi.
The heavens and the earth which we've known, we shall totally forget them. As we first forgot about the heavens. You know we forgot there. God is reminding us there. Book of Remembrances. Come from the journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible. For 7 years. Minds for when we are above the heavens, we forgot there long. But
it's
when he takes us back. Above the heavens. Where we find the new heavens, new earth.
God brings
them to us as new.
These
two will make us forget them, for we will take them away. The heavens and the earth which is.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, you can
repeat it in Isaiah 66. Prophet Isaiah, the new heavens, new earth. Found above the heavens.
Isaya isule yenkaga mu mukaga n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri.
Isaiah 66:22.
Isaya isule yenkaga mu mukaga n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri.
Isaiah 66:22.
Kubanga eggulu erijja n'ensi empya bye ndikola bwe birisigala mu maaso gange, bw'ayogera Mukama, bwe bityo bwe birisigala. Bwe bityo bwe birisigala ezadde lyammwe n'erinnya lyammwe.
Above the heavens, the new heavens and the new earth. That is created in our mind.
Say
first proclaim the finish from the ancient days. But they have been created to our mind today.
Say
shall be there all days. And we shall not be destroyed. Before we are to see that we were there, there is a heading we have to see in the midst there. What is beyond above the heavens?
The everlasting.
What we call everlasting. Everlasting. We are going to get back
seeds.
For we shall see the heavens. If you go beyond them, what is there? Everlasting. God bless you.